Oh, here we go. The podcast.
Spirited ass start.
I don't know, man. I'm so tired.
Why, dude?
I've been marching for...
Really?
All day
yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you start marching?
Oh, you know, fucking Harlem. All the way down to Occupy.
Nice, man.
You know, I've been out marching since Occupy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just kidding. I stayed home playing video games. I'm tired from that.
Me and Adam are both good boys. We marched.
Stop, you didn't march.
I marched.
Where'd you go?
I ran into Stop and Ben.
We ran into each other in Midtown.
Yeah. It was cute. We kissed
so Ben made you go.
No, I made
Ben
go, actually.
You were trying to impress Ben.
No, I don't have to impress Ben.
You didn't see the New York Times front page today? There was like that row of cops and riot gear.
There's a row of Ben and Stop kissing?
No, and me and Stop kissing. Yeah, in front of them. Yeah,
we were kissing like... I was in a sailor's outfit.
I was a nurse.
He was a nurse and I just kissed him in front of those cops.
Yeah. It was really romantic.
Oh, hell yeah.
I went and I was, you know... Obviously, it involved my favorite activity, which is apologizing to women. So,
oh yeah, dude.
I just had a giant sign that said, "I'm very sorry." I'm so sorry.
It was cool. I did the fucking. I was
the guy painted up like Chief Wahoo.
Oh, just leaving. Try to get racist chants going.
You know, really, when you can't use slurs, chant you can't really do
chants really
chant.
Chants really take it.
My approach is really need a good slur for women in general. You know, it's like if you can't beat them anymore, join them.
That's true. I think they made that rule in 2013.
Mm-hmm. That was actually repealed immediately.
That's my sign. My sign is actually a picture of Bill Engvall saying, "Here's your sign." Big Bill Engvall poster.
Dude, the best thing I saw, and look, that the fucking march was awesome, and it was really cool to see all those, you know, a bunch of people out there, but it was also really funny because there was a incredibly fat person, I don't know if it was a woman or a man, in completely... jean jeans
Canadian tuxedo,
and they were just wearing a fucking Guy Fawkes mask. It was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. I had to pretend like I was coughing.
I'm glad that's gone. I only saw two yesterday, and I think there were probably 500,000 people out. I mean, I didn't see everyone, but
yeah, I'm glad that's gone.
It was kind of lame, right? It was from that movie.
Wow, are you trying to get doxxed by Anonymous, dude?
I'm sorry. I'm pro-Anonymous. Free all political prisoners. Free Chelsea Manning.
That's right. She's free, or will be soon.
In April. Yeah.
Me and Adam are good marching boys. And Nick, you know, you're not doing your part, dude.
I am doing my part.
Dude.
My part is to do nothing.
Nah, dude.
That's my part. That's what I'm supposed to do.
We stood
You went there to impress some girl.
I didn't go to impress a girl.
Yeah, you did.
She wasn't impressed, by the way.
Yeah. Stop just went to keep everybody happy.
I felt guilty not going. I got home from Boston at like 2, and I was like, well, I'll be honest, I just basically went to the end of it. Like, I just got out of Midtown.
Yeah, you got at the end.
I just got out in the end.
And you came back from Boston, so you had time.
Yeah.
Boston actually had the largest protest. The best one.
LA did.
No, Boston did the best. Yeah, Boston's always the best at everything.
Yeah.
I love Boston-style pizza. There's a place in Astoria called Boston Pizza. It's like...
We're in New York.
My favorite pizza place, there was a place called 9/11 Pizza in Rhode Island. It was 9/11 pizza.
Right.
I saw it as 9/11 pizza.
Yeah, you retconned it as 9/11.
Yeah.
Wait, Boston did have a good march, though. They had a big turnout.
Yeah, compared to their puny population. Mm-hmm. They're fucking insignificant, what some would call a 3.5-inch population. 3.5-inch erect population. Not a very girthy population at all.
Fuck, your boy had some chowder, though, in Boston.
Oh,
that shit was
good?
Delectable, dude.
Delectable.
I'm trying to get some chowder going.
You and Bobby.
Delectable, such a good fat guy. This is my. This should be this guy I hung out with, who is kind of like a fat bald guy. Not you. I cycled him out.
I have plenty of hair, thank you. I choose to have my hair short.
And we were at my girlfriend's place at the
time.
Thank
you, Adam.
Thank you.
We were at my girlfriend's place at the time, and she made cookies, and he was all fucking high, and he's like eating one of them. He's like, "Oh, these cookies are delectable," and we just like burst out laughing in his face. He got all mad and like, laughed.
Yeah, why are you attacking a man for having a great vocabulary? I don't see any problem with calling them delectable or scrumptious. Yeah, yeah.
If your entire vocabulary came from like Wonka packaging, from like marketing materials produced by Entenmann's.
Yo, there's an Entenmann's store. What was your
FAT score? What'd you get on the FATs?
My verbal was really high.
Yeah.
My verbal and my cholesterol were both really high. I scored in the top 99 percentile. But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm feeling good. Are you, Adam? I feel like you were feeling a little energized.
I'm feeling good. Obviously, part of my brain is wrecked now with comedy and whatever, where I can't really take anything fully seriously.
Totally, of course. My favorite part was I saw a guy with, there's all these fucking signs, anti-Trump signs, and there's just a guy holding a fur store sign in the middle of them. It's like, dude, take the day off. Do you know what
I mean?
Oh,
yeah. There was a Dunkin' Donuts, like, yeah. On 53rd, there was a guy holding, a Mexican guy holding a sign for, like, Dunkin' Donuts yeah. one block away. But I don't think he was doing that as a bit. I think he was doing that as a career.
Work, as a job thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can't really take anything fully seriously. I got to say, I was like spending a lot of time making fun of how shitty all the chants were. I think for a good chant, you need three syllables. That's why like USA is
so strong.
Suck my
dick.
Right. Suck my dick. Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, and there's so many, I guess, at like a left or liberal protest, there's so many different causes that all come together and they all have their own individual chants. And it's just a mess, you know. But that was one takeaway. The funniest one, me and my friend that I was there with, we were making fun of the my body, my choice. And then all the men go, her body, her choice. It's just a... Yeah, it was a very flaccid showing from.
So you think women shouldn't have their choice of their body?
No, I think they definitely should.
Wow, that's pretty fucked up, dude. What's flaccid about it?
No, I'd say this was the worst chant. The worst chant is, hey, hey, ho, ho, Donald Trump has got to go.
Choice, the term choice has just become so loaded for me because of that shit that anytime I hear the Kids' Choice Awards now, I just think abortion should be up to the baby. I think the baby should get to decide whether it's aborted or not.
Damn, I wish I had that as a baby, just a thumbs down coming out of my mom's pussy. It's just like, kill me right away.
He's like touching a pregnant woman's stomach, like always kicking. That means he wants to die. That means we have to abort it. Ma'am, it's the baby's choice. His body, his rules.
Only male babies get to choose if they get aborted or not. Technically,
I just, you know, I hopefully one day women won't have to suffer through pregnancy. We'll find another way to create people. You know, there won't be any pregnancy at all. And then we could just kill all women because we won't need them anymore.
What about to have sex with?
We'll have robots for that. Oh, we'll have PlayStation VR, dude.
Okay.
PlayStation vagina reality.
And also because they're people and et cetera also. Anyway, well, this is the first... Trump is president episode.
We did it, boys. We got him in there.
Yeah, it's
what's
our
next.
Oh, how fucking awesome was the guy, them just straight up lying about the fucking
the
numbers, the rat, huh?
Sean Spicer. Sean Spicer getting knocked the fuck out was the best.
No, that was Richard
Spencer. That was Richard Spencer. Yeah. Spicer lying about the crowd size was the second best.
My favorite actually was kind of the sleeper hit, which is Frank Luntz complaining about the,
about
being harassed at the Marriott.
Yeah, what happened with that?
Marriott Renaissance. He's like, there's drunk people harassing the paying customers at the Marriott. And then he posts his picture and it's like a Starbucks and there's like maybe two women that are like scolding people. And a child.
Yeah, like an old couple.
Yeah. There's no drunk, disorderly people. You know, he's making it sound like he's in fucking Roadhouse. And it's just like any other Starbucks I've ever seen. Yeah. But it's just so funny imagining Frank Luntz being harassed at all because he looks like a cookie jar.
Yeah, weren't they just harassing him maybe because he's a fucking, looks like a fat loser?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of chin, that
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he was. They don't even know who he is.
Yeah, they have no idea. Like, what's up, fat boy? Just just getting middle school yeah. bullied.
He said, I keep towel whipping me.
He's just eating the
biscotti. They keep oil checking my oil. Fingers in Frank Luntz's sweaty, horrible ass.
Yeah, dude, that shit is so fun. Like, them just straight up being like, actually, it was the biggest inauguration of all time, despite all the fucking proof otherwise.
It was very funny.
And then being like, and it's actually more people went there than Obama's. Like, no one, why the fuck are you bringing up Obama? You're the fucking president.
Because Trump is a negation of Obama. The next,
whoa,
the
dude,
next,
whoa, no N-bombs,
look,
please.
Yeah.
Come on,
the next,
dude.
The next four, really eight, but we're going to say four to make
it's going
to
be eight.
Feel better. It's going to be eight.
No,
sure.
It won't yeah. be.
Yeah, we re-elect terms. Everyone, dude.
Nah, he's, yeah. No, not George H.,
yeah,
yeah, but that's because Ross Perot split the vote.
Not Carter.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah, he's
Carter
gonna be
was
a Carter.
Literally the worst president.
What the fuck
everyone
do you think Trump
him.
Is gonna be, dude?
Trump?
My man's got 30% approval rating already.
Nah, I don't know. I mean, but yeah, Bush too should have taught you that you we got 8 years of Trump.
I don't know. I mean, I guess what? If he puts us into some fucked up fake war, then yes, which probably he will. What am I
saying? We're already in fucked up fake war.
But no, a new one,
put
dude. We forget.
Cory Booker, and he's going to do fucking Les Mis songs and think that
Cory
he's
Booker
win.
Sucks so hard, dude.
He sucks.
Why dude. Is he so cross-eyed, too? Why has he got that lazy eye?
Does he?
Yeah, he's got a fucked up eye. Yeah, I love that he was just like grandstanding of the fucking Jeff Sessions, which, by the way, he was going to get in no matter what. And then fucking as soon as... As when Bernie does the fucking that
the Canadian drug thing,
he doesn't vote for it because he's getting free Viagra from Pfizer, which is what I think is happening.
Dude, we should make it clear too that it is like the crack of noon, and I am seriously just waking up. This is an early one, isn't it? I feel like we do early.
We do nooners.
Yeah,
I feel like absolute shit.
Most
What's
of the free
buddy?
Episodes are midday.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing? Why are you so tired, bud?
I don't know. I just haven't been sleeping well.
What's going on? You having nightmares? You having bad dreams?
No, I stayed up watching Band of Brothers.
It's a good show.
Dude, it's so good. I watch it once a year.
They're the greatest generation, yeah. man.
Ross, baby.
Ross is in it for...
Ep one.
Yeah, just one episode, really.
I've never seen it. I just...
And then he makes, you know, small... Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
No, okay. Well, it's good.
It's guy stuff, you know? It's TV for guys. Mm-hmm. You know? You got bombs. You got brothers.
Yeah, I got to stop playing Grand Theft Auto 5. That's all I've been doing with my life. Just playing Grand Theft Auto 5 and then also just ordering Chinese food. What's your go-to Chinese order? I go wings. If I have my druthers, I'm going wings. I'm going rangoons. I'm going fucking chow mein.
I love
mein.
Rangoons because it's an appetizer, but it's really a dessert.
Oh, it's a dessert.
It's like a cream. It's like a cream cheese treat in that sweet red sauce. What is that shit?
I don't know, dude. They have so many fucking sauces on Chinese food.
That's all
just
it is,
sugary
dude.
Ass sauces.
The Chinese food family I lived with, they would just. They would make like General Tso's chicken every night.
And but isn't like, that like the American?
Well, I was like, are you doing a bit? Yeah. Like just trying to fuck with me? I feel like if you live with a black fam, then they're like, dinner again, fried chicken and watermelon. Yeah. Like every day.
Yeah, General Tso's is so on the
General
nose, too.
General Tso's like invented by like a Jewish guy in the Lower
No,
East
it was
side?
Like, I
no,
watched
it was
a documentary
by American
about
this. Chinese.
By an American Chinese guy.
Yeah. Okay. There's literally a documentary, and I have watched it.
Yeah, yeah, it's on...
It's yeah, it's called yeah. Jiro Dreams of Sushi. You gonna tell me this motherfucker go to sleep?
You gonna tell me?
And he gonna dream about sushi?
We were at a baseball game, Nick and I, just saying that for an hour.
Yeah.
Why?
Let me ask you this.
All right.
My man go to sleep.
This motherfucker go to sleep.
And you tell me he dreaming about sushi.
I'll tell you, I'm only dreaming about one thing, and that's P-U-S-S-Y.
P-U-S-Y.
P-U-S-Y. P-U dollar sign. Dollar sign.
P-P-U dollar sign S. Yen sign Y. pound sign L. I-P-S.
Dude, that was so funny.
Fuck, dude.
That bit was born in Staten Island, watching the Staten Island Yankees.
The Staten Island quiz. Yeah, we lost a bet. Had to rename the team. Tough break for us, but, you know, it could be worse.
They used to be
could have been three towers, you know what I mean? Or four.
They almost got the fucking...
Dude, how pissed off is the guy that... They got the contract for the World Trade Center back in, like, the late 60s. And he's like, I just sold the world's biggest building. And he's like, but get this. Let's double down, dude. Let's sell them two. Let's sell them two. And then 9/11 happened. He was like, why was I so greedy? I could have saved so many people if I just wanted the one building.
It would have just been a rectangle. Yeah. Just one big rectangle.
Is that why we only rebuilt one building?
Because
we got too cocky. We can't do two towers.
No, yeah, that we Fuck learned no, this time. So we built one triangle. Just one.
So when it's destroyed.
Well, now it's like seven buildings.
Wait, isn't there another one coming?
There's like two World Trade Center, three World Trades. I think it goes up to five.
There's going
to
be a discovery zone they put in there.
Yeah. It's going to be the world's biggest Dave and Buster's.
My friend works in the World Trade Center. I went up there with my sister when she was in town. And most of it's empty because people don't want to go there.
Who wants to work?
They think that it's going to get hit by terrorism. I don't know about most of it, but they have huge vacancies. And there are floors that just have nothing on
them. We should put Cumtown offices.
Yeah, we should start an anti-Muslim think tank and rent out the top floor. How could that ever go wrong?
Muhammad Drawing Industries.
Well, we draw Muhammad on the Quran itself in feces.
Did they ever end up building that mosque at Ground Zero?
Yeah, dude, that's what the Freedom Tower is.
That's what it is.
It's a giant mosque.
Yeah, that's an obelisk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just think, man, all the fucking, the 8 years of Obama, all the people that were livid about shit like that, now it's the polar opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now there's like, yeah, they're starting a bund. At Auschwitz. The Donald Trump fucking beer hall.
Yo, it is wild that Steve Bannon wrote the fucking inaugural address.
He wrote it?
He co-wrote it, yeah.
Did you see the picture of him at Mar-a-Lago working on his inaugural address?
That was so awesome.
It was so awesome because, one, he like was curling up the legal pad for some reason. Like, he didn't want them to see any of his brilliant words. And two, he was holding a Sharpie.
It was awesome.
He was writing his speech in fucking Sharpie on a legal pad.
Why is he writing his own speeches?
No, he wasn't writing his own speech. It was just a stupid photo.
He just posed for a picture and he's like scowling. And he also called Mar-a-Lago the Winter White House. That shit is so fucking
God,
dumb,
he's fucking... Oh, man. He's going to go to Florida for the winter.
I can't wait till he just... He's going to be in golf courses and shit. He's not going to be in the White
House.
Yeah,
but every president does that.
Yeah, Obama loves to golf.
No, but
just
not
hang
like
out at golf. Half of being president is playing golf all
now
day.
Now watch
long.
This drive.
Yeah.
Now watch this drive.
They fucking love playing golf.
Have you guys
and Mar-a-Lago golf? Is nowhere near as bad as fucking Rick Perry's niggerhead ranch.
I know, yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's...
if he became president?
I mean, yeah.
And he's now like, he's... that's been the name for a long time. There's no reason to change it. It was called that when I got it. You move into an apartment, it says nigger on the wall. Do you paint over it? No, you want to keep your security deposit. You want to get that security deposit back, leave nigger on the wall. And that's what we're doing with America.
Fuck, dude. Our new Secretary of Energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that once, that in the 4 years ago said he wanted to get rid of the...
Yeah.
Secretary
of N-word G. How about that?
Yeah.
There
it's a new type of magic where you create the N-word out of elementals. That's what N-word G is, if you ask me.
N-word G.
I made up the
That's
term
That's just
in my
what
head.
Slavery... They're bringing back slavery and they're calling it N-word G.
Well, N-word G is like... I like to imagine it's when you like summon the N-word.
Oh, yeah, I see.
That's the
I
angle
see.
I was going with that.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So... You just fuck. It's like alchemy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get some you protons it. and electrons.
Basically, that's why we wear the robes. They're magical. They're magical robes. We put them on, and then we summon the N-word out of thin air. That's what N-wordy is. Remember that ad? It was like, it's just hard to believe we live in a world where queers are allowed to serve openly in the military.
Wait, what was that?
You don't remember that fucking Rick Perry ad from like 2012? Yeah, no. It was like his 2012 campaign ad. He's like wearing some like dumb hunting vest.
What?
And it's him walking around and he's like, you know, I can't believe we live in a country where gays are allowed to serve openly in the military, but our children aren't even allowed to pray in school. You remember that?
No, dude.
It sounds about right.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever read that? There was an article about his college days, about what he was like at Texas A&M.
Oh, I'm sure it
was. Yeah, he was a
great guy.
He was like really bad at school, but really good at pranks.
He was a prankster?
He was a prankster.
He was a college prankster?
He loved pranksters. Yeah, he loved to prank. And his classic prank used to be was he'd put fireworks in the men's restroom in the dorm, in the toilets, and flush them, and they'd go downstairs to the level beneath them, which was the women's restroom. So when women were taking shits, there'd like be explosions.
What the fuck? There's just ceramics in women's pussies. So there's like shrapnel in their fucking asses.
Just tell me.
There's a movie about him called Clan Wilder. he's the greatest racist partier.
Weren't you in Texas when he was governor?
Yeah.
Did he do any fun hijinks then?
He killed some retarded people?
Yeah, he was talking about secession in like 2009. I remember like... And then there was all these like polls where it's like 25% of Texans like want to secede, and it was like, what the fuck,
dude? They had six flags, bro. Yeah. They had six.
Well,
flags.
They want to have seven. I don't know. They probably want to
secede.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then you laugh at that, and then California is doing the same fucking gay shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all these, what?
But they don't even have guns.
Well, when Trump, after Trump was elected, like California's talking about, we're gonna fucking secede and join Canada. Which is like, why don't you join Mexico? I thought you said Mexico was great.
Yeah, California just is Mexico.
Yeah,
actually.
In fact, we stole California from Mexico. So if you want to succeed, you should be forced to be.
And it's like 40% Mexican. People,
yeah.
Right.
But no, they were like, proposed new North America, and it's
well,
like,
just for a different
Jerry
reason.
Brown?
Yeah, it's
the
Jerry
governor?
Brown again. Which is weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, was he governor when we were like children?
No, way earlier than that, dude. He was the governor in the late 1970s.
Yeah.
No. What?
Jerry Brown, yeah.
Damn.
Late 70s, early 80s.
Is he Murphy Brown's dad?
No.
Yeah.
He is a Jew that converted to Buddhism.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's a very annoying person.
You don't really convert to Buddhism. You sort of lapse your other shit into incense.
He's a Jew. Yeah, he just bought some Nag Champa. Yeah.
Dude, that truly is the first. That's like a blue chip annoying person to tell you about. They've got Jewish like roots and then just probably telling you about fucking meditation. Yeah.
Oh, there
day.
Are a ton of Jews that converts Buddhism.
Yeah, I know.
It's a big thing.
At that Zendo I used to go to, these like old Japs came in one day, these like middle-aged Jewish women.
Oh, that's
like,
great.
Just reeking of perfume. And she started to like... a Jap splain to the sensei or whatever about Buddhism. And he's like, you do not know what you are talking about. He's like, get out. I just fucking shut her down. And he was like, what you are doing now is called the Mao Zedong. It is bullshit. And she's like, excuse me, but I have been in many Buddhist schools before. And he's like, yes, and look at you.
That guy rules.
Yeah, dude. He was
that
great.
Like old Korean man?
Yeah. But he was like that with everybody. But, you know, I mean, he would just like sniff people out. Because he was a bunch of fucking
owning.
White people like coming to his thing. He hated them.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so, you know, he saw me and he was like, oh, you just smoke a bunch of weed, huh? You know, I'm like, no, not really. I'm sober. Or whatever. He's like, yeah, all right, whatever. You know? He's just kind of a surly guy.
Get off your phone, bitch. What are you
doing?
Dude,
I went to dinner with Phil the other night, and he wanted to, he's like, dude, I got tip. Don't worry about it. We like split the check, and then he's like, I got tip. So the lady brought us our checks, and like he loudly like turns to me, goes, "Don't tip," and she just looks at him. It was so funny because literally he's just like a, you know, one of the most Jewish looking people in the entire world. He just loudly, "Don't tip."
Yeah.
But he like wanted to do something nice.
Right.
Then he's like, yeah, he just left in shame. I said thank you to her and she like didn't even look up. I felt terrible.
It was so funny seeing it. I watched Heavyweights again, and there's kid in Heavyweights that's just looked exactly like Phil. And so I'm like sending pictures of him to Adam, and then like the character, he's like a background character, and at some point they're like, "Phil." And the kid turns and the kid
His name's Phil. Yeah.
In the movie.
Said that to Phil. Yeah.
Yo, I fucking loved Heavyweights, dude. That was my shit.
Yeah,
I still love
that movie, dude. Yeah.
Just be one of the cool fat kid. That was the dream, dude.
It was early Apatow.
Oh shit! Yeah, him and Stiller, right?
Yeah, him and Steve Brill.
Steve Brill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who wrote Ghost Dog Way of the Samurai?
No, he
didn't.
No,
he did. He did not.
No, he did not.
He didn't. It's not true.
Wait. Oh, never mind. What?
I mean, never mind.
I was gonna say, is that Jim Jarmusch?
Jim Jarmusch wrote, or
he wrote it. Yeah,
Okay. I'm pretty sure he wrote it.
Yeah, then I was like,
Ghost Dog Samurai.
It's
you haven't
the
seen
coolest
it?
Movie of all time.
I haven't
that
seen
was
any
my
movie,
that
dude.
Legitimately was my favorite movie when I was 12.
Yeah, it's I thought it was pretty cool too. It's with Forest Whitaker.
Yeah, it's Forest Whitaker, and like RZA scored it, and he's in it too. And it's like he's like a black guy in Jersey City that is like a black nerd.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's like an ode to the black dude in the inner city that's really into Asian
anime.
Shit.
Yeah.
No, it's but pre-anime.
Yeah, pre-anime.
Yeah. But he's not a nerd. He is like an actual hitman.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he just lives on the roof of a building and like collects pigeons. And, like,
and has swords. Yeah,
and this mob guy saved him from like a racist gang when he was like a kid, like a teenager. So he learned how to use swords and then became like a contract killer for the mob.
Hell yeah, dude.
And then he has like a falling out with the mob. He hits a guy that, like, you know, his retainer asks him to, and then the mob's like, you know, "Who's this guy that killed this guy?" And like, "We gotta kill him." So it's like this politics.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
But he's loyal to his retainer, Louis, who's like the mob guy. And they're like, he's like, "They're gonna kill you, ghost dog."
And that is the Way of the Samurai.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, we should watch Way of the Samurai.
Hell yes, bitch. I'll watch whatever.
I love that movie.
Fuck, dude.
I used to be a big Jim Jarmusch fan.
I like Jim Jarmusch a lot. I saw him in Soho like a couple months ago, and he is just, his face is as white as his hair.
Yeah.
He's just like shining. He looks like the fucking in the Lord of the Rings when they get the gifts from that from that white lady in the middle of the forest, the lady in white or whatever her name is. Yeah,
I never watched that either. Those fucking movies look boring.
Yeah, you haven't
as hell.
Seen anything.
Kate Blanchett.
I don't watch movies, dude.
Yeah,
I've seen like Goofy movie.
I love that.
I've seen, Night at the Roxbury.
That's a great movie.
When I was like 12, I probably watched Night at the Roxbury like 20 times.
Is Goofy black? That's a big debate I have with people.
I think Goofy's black. Nerd?
No, I think Goofy's black.
I don't think he's black necessarily.
I think Goofy's a black man.
I think
are any
be.
Of them anything? So what, is Mickey white?
Probably. I don't even know about that. I mean, I don't watch enough. Like, it doesn't occur in reality. You know?
Right.
What the fuck is Fantasia?
I think that
a Goofy movie is, those are people, but they're just, you know.
I don't think he's
I
black.
I think Max, Goofy's son, is a young black child that has a really nerdy dad.
Oh, so it's like a maybe he's mixed.
So he idolizes
maybe Goofy.
He's mixed.
Maybe
no,
Goofy.
Well, he's
a
single
nerdy
father. They didn't really go into that. Where's the mother?
Goofy's a nerdy black guy.
Which again, further evidence that he's a black man.
No, that'd be a single mother.
No, it's just a single parent household.
I see.
Maybe, but he idolizes Powerline, the Prince style pop star
that is a nerdy
right,
black
as
guy
as a cool black guy.
Yeah,
and his love
yeah.
interest is like clearly some kind of Latina.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm
damn,
back in.
Damn queen.
Yeah. No, Goofy's definitely black.
Yeah, Goofy's like the nerdy black guy. The old that like the nerdy black dad is someone that doesn't get enough fucking
Pete's black.
Attention.
Isn't Pete's a he's a cat too?
No, he's a bulldog.
He's a dog.
I think they switch it. They can't ever decide what he is. But I thought he was like a... They're all dogs.
You think Pete's black?
Yeah, the only white one in the Goofy movie is the Pauly Shore character.
Yeah, the Leaning Tower of Cheese.
Yeah.
How the fuck did Pauly Shore have a fucking career, dude?
His mom owns the fucking comedy store.
But still, yeah. In movies and shit, just being a dweeb.
Yeah, dude, you don't understand how much power. Like, first of all, there were 4 comedy clubs in America in 1980. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But yeah. She booked like the biggest fucking club there was.
Yeah. How many favors did like comedians owe her? She's like, Could you
put my son on?
Yeah.
In the 1970s. In the 1970s, the Comedy Store opened their big room. It used to just be the small room, but they opened the big room and they started bringing in acts from Las Vegas. Mm. And Vegas was like, that was what New York and LA are now for comedy. I mean, you eventually worked your way up somewhere else, or you just went to Vegas immediately. And then the goal was to be like a guy that played casinos and had a regular show. Yeah. And then you made a fucking billions of dollars. So like, Dangerfield and like all these like
big names, the Rat Pack.
Yeah, those guys were all out in Vegas, and the Comedy Store opened the bigger stage, and they would bring acts from Vegas to Los Angeles. Mincy started doing that, and she was paying the Vegas acts, but they were doing like the same amount of time on the same stage to the same audiences. So a lot of the younger comics in the 1970s that were in Los Angeles were like, why the fuck aren't we getting paid?
Right. I remember. Yeah, the strike happened.
So yeah, they went on strike, and then the strike ended. And some people were blacklisted from the Comedy Store, you know, because they couldn't. And there was one guy that famously killed himself. He jumped off.
Jesus Christ.
You know, and then his suicide note was like, my name's so-and-so. I used to work at the Comedy Store.
Holy shit.
Who is this?
I forget his name.
This is in the 70s?
Yeah, in the 70s. Steve something, man. Or Eric something. He jumped off the building, the hotel right across the street from the Comedy Store.
Damn.
He fucking killed himself. Because he couldn't work the Comedy Store anymore. Because it used to be you work the Comedy Store, you get a spot on Carson, and then there's your career. But if you had any kind of falling out, that was it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You know who was a fucking scab during the strike was Jay Leno.
Yeah. He crossed the picket line.
Yeah.
No. But Jay Leno was one of the people agitating for there to be a strike in the first place.
I thought Letterman was. One of those two was a strike.
They were all in it together.
Everyone who was around back then has like the utmost respect for Jay Leno.
Yeah, everyone
talks
about how he was the best stand-up,
which is so weird.
His generation.
Yeah, everyone's like, yeah, he was by far head and shoulders better than anyone.
And
else.
You hear some of those
like,
jokes.
Really? Yeah,
and it's like they're not good. I guess he was just a great stand-up. I don't know, a great performer. I don't know what it was.
Well, it's not like he writes his monologue for the show. He's been doing it for 35 years.
Sure.
We've been doing a podcast 6 months, and like, you're too lazy to come here sometimes.
Yeah, you should come to a story every once in a while.
I think that's fair. You have a car.
That doesn't.
You're exactly like Leno. You have too many vehicles.
Yeah. I have one vehicle. Fuck both you assholes. Fuck you.
You're exactly like Jay Leno.
No, you can suck my dick. You know what?
Yeah,
I'm gonna go on strike.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go on strike.
Well, listen,
until you come
I am
to Astoria once
ready.
A month.
We've already established
right, come
this.
To my house.
I'm head of the union. All right.
All right.
And I'm also mobbed up.
Okay.
So I gotta talk.
I want to petition.
I gotta talk to some of the
people.
Can
we put a hit
fellas?
Out on Nick's fucking? Let's kill one of the cats.
I'm completely down for that.
They're my cats.
Fuck.
You think I would give a shit?
Let's destroy one of his power tools.
Oh, please don't put a hit out on one of my cats.
Let's destroy one of his miter saws.
Honestly, like one of our listeners might do that for free.
Kill his cats.
Oh my god, yeah. Some of them I feel like really hate the fucking cats.
Well, they suck. They're terrible cats.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've never even met the cats. They suck.
We know, we've said it.
I mean, they do. Objectively suck, but
I don't know. Like, there was one. I read Jay Leno's biography when I was
you
like.
You did?
When I was in like seventh grade for like a fucking school project.
What kind of bullshit school did you go to?
I chose it.
You chose it? Yeah.
It wasn't, yeah. Imagine if that's in the curriculum. It's like we just fucking. You start with Jay Leno.
I love it if you just didn't have like a history class or, you know, like a Holocaust unit. You just said Leno instead.
Yeah.
And his late night television was.
It's just old comics. We did a whole semester on Paula Poundstone. They're fucking.
What's her
pad.
Deal? She's a pedophile.
Yeah,
something like that.
Someone said that, and she also got in trouble for driving drunk with kids in the car.
Yeah, but it seems like that's the weirdest kind of pedophile. Like, what
that's
do?
What I call the magic school bus. You ever do that one? That's a fun drinking game. You rent a van, get a bunch of 8-year-olds, you put them in, you get fucking trashed. See how far you can get. It's called the magic school bus. comes to the drink. It's called the Miss Frizzle. It's vodka and pussy juice. You get some ginger girl to pussy squirt into a cup. Put some vodka in there.
What if Miss Frizzle was just on mushrooms the whole time? It's just story of a horrible
teacher.
I think
she gave all the kids mushrooms.
She just gave the kids mushrooms.
Yeah. We're going to go to space today, kids.
Here's my question. Was Miss Frizzle a black man?
Yes.
Was this magic school bus black?
Yeah, I think that they left that open to interpretation, but I happen to think she's black.
Instead of the magic school bus, it's the double Dutch bus. It just takes white kids to the hood. They fucking experience a new type of reality.
Yeah, like a scared straight type
scared
of program.
Scared straight for the magic school bus kids. The double Dutch bus kids.
Carlos is getting dummied out immediately, dude. Carlos trying to crack wise in the hood. He's getting turned out, dude.
Carlos was the cool one, right?
He would always like
he
make
was
jokes.
Like the he was like the moderate one, right? Like he was the most normal of them. The rest of them were like archetypes.
I don't remember the kids.
No,
I remember the nerd and Carlos, and that's it.
All I always confused them with the BK Kids Club.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
the wheelchair kid.
But the BK Kids Club was one of those like
Flat top black
bald
kid.
Face exactly, like it was like a diversity move, and it was so clear that like you know it's like, hey, I'm fucking, you know, hot sauce, the Latina. You know?
Wasn't there a white kid with like Cyclops eyes, like the X-Men guy?
The white kid was from the future.
He had sunglasses like Cyclops.
His name was like Kid VR.
What?
Yeah.
Was the
Kid VR? There was a handicapped kid named Wheels.
Was it really Wheels?
Yeah.
LOL.
Black kid was Goofy. That's his name.
Fucking, I don't remember. There was the annoying white girls in Magic. There's one annoying white girl Magic School Bus. And Carlos, I think, was just would crack jokes. That was his thing.
Yeah, I just remember that nerd kid. His name was like Arthur or something.
He kind of looked like Phil.
Yeah, he did. And then there was the lizard too.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a sentient lizard? I don't remember.
Well, the lizard was, you know, I mean, it had a job and shit and it worked for a living.
Yeah, I never watched. I watched, everyone watched the Magic School Bus, but I don't feel like I did that much.
Well, my parents got rid of cable for 2 years, so I watched
so
a
you
bunch
had
of
to.
That. Yeah. Bunch
I didn't
of PBS.
Have cable for a while, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I think that my dad blamed it on me, but I think that they also were having a dispute with the cable company and he tried to fold that into saying that I needed to read more books.
All right, so here it is. We got Miss Frizzle here,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a black chick, a white girl with blonde hair, a white boy with blonde hair,
right?
A Chinese girl with an extremely Chinese haircut.
That's right.
A black kid, a white boy, Carlos, and then a white girl with brown hair.
I don't remember the brown-haired white girl.
Yeah, I don't remember half these people. I remember Carlos and the nerd, and that's it.
I remember the blonde white girl. I think she was annoying. And the black girl, I think, was bossy. But maybe I'm just being
attitude.
Racist in... Huh?
She's a nasty woman.
Oh, yeah. She was a... I think everyone else was bad hombres and nasty women.
I loved scared straight episodes of like daytime talk shows. Like Maury when he'd like have like the... The fucking
Here's the Phil character, Arnold Perlstein,
from Heavyweights.
No, from Magic School. Magic.
Oh yeah, that kid looks exactly like
Arnold Perlstein, voiced by Amos Crowley in a handful of episodes and Danny Tamborelli and the rest.
Whoa.
Arnold,
Arnold
is a bespectacled Jewish American boy. He is often seen as somewhat of a coward. Also, Arnold also inspires a class with ideas, and they call him a genius. In the episode, this is just anti-Semitism.
Dude, read the other ones. Let's read the fucking black girl.
Arnold's the one I wanted to see. Basically, I'm going to change the name to Seth Dickfield and leave the description in here. Carlos Ramon, voiced by Daniel Del Santo, Carlos is the Mexican-American class clown, always making a pun or a joke about whatever situation the class is in. Blah, blah, blah. Carlos tries to be funny by telling several jokes, but they often backfire.
Ugh,
causes
tell me
kids
about
to
it.
Groan, Carlos. That's I remember right. this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I don't know. I can't read this in real time. I keep expecting it to be funny and forgetting that I'm just reading Wikipedia.
Yeah. They wanted to put some bits in Wikipedia.
Yeah. We're gonna do one of this. This is gonna be like hardcore history, except it's hardcore Googling. Yeah. With
Dan Carlin.
With George Carlin.
Hell yeah, dude.
You guys remember the magic school bus? Remember that faggot Carlos?
With his stupid jokes.
Fuck Carlos. I can't even do
that's
Carlin.
Not Carlin.
Yeah,
at
that's
all.
Not Carlin. Yeah. At all.
He's been dead for 10 years.
Oh, so you
I forgot what he sounded like. Right. I haven't hung out with him. I haven't seen my good friend George Carlin.
Yeah, you guys were really good boys, right?
Yeah. Well, I was his protege,
right?
Yeah. And by that, I mean I sucked him off in a Mazda protege.
That's what a protege is.
Yeah, yeah.
I really didn't watch Magic School Bus. I fucked with Arthur a little bit.
Arthur? Now, yeah. Is Arthur black?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Basically, I think
he's
every
become because of memes.
Because of memes,
black.
they've
retroactively he's become
brought him into the community.
I don't think he's black.
I think SpongeBob and Arthur are black now.
I never understood Arthur.
SpongeBob's not black either.
SpongeBob's black now.
There was something suspicious about Arthur because it was like an educational show. I'm like, this isn't a fucking
cartoon. Well, it was on PBS, yeah.
Real cartoons, it's all like, you know, it's Ren and Stimpy, it's sex jokes, it's people fucking having sex.
Right.
Arthur's trying to learn shit.
I never learned shit, right? I don't feel like I learned from
education.
Yeah,
also, I used to just get so mad at Arthur's cunt sister, DW.
DW, fuck her, dude.
She just
more like JEW. That's what they should have called that character. JEW! Get out of here. Me and my friends are trying to play. JEW Aardvark.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it was an Aardvark.
Yeah.
And the bunny had two gay moms.
Yeah, my favorite was the bully character that just looks like Sean Patton.
Yeah. He's got a, yeah. What animal was that? It's just a fucked up
it's
looking.
It's just like a potato.
Yeah, with an underbite.
It's Sean Patton. It's just, the character is just Sean Patton.
Ah, fuck, dude. Yeah, that's some poor, watching PBS is some poor kid shit because that was before you had cable and shit like that.
Yeah, that was with the bunny
ears. I didn't have cable,
man.
And there were still other options.
Like what?
There was like Fox Box and WB Kids.
There's Saturday
and shit.
Morning cartoons.
That's Saturday though. We're talking after
school.
No,
I'm talking about after school. They had after school there was like Batman animated series. There was WB.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, and X-Men.
Yes, dude. Yes.
Oh, X-Men, you're right.
X-Men was on Fox.
Remember that shit?
Yep, yeah, it was on Fox.
You know what's so weird? Anytime I like sometimes when I think about trans people getting surgery, I imagine them like spinning in the air as like the, you know, with like computer graphics and stuff. And you know, like
arms out.
Yeah, arms out, spinning in the air as like the parts change while the X-Men song plays. They're like dick being removed by a computer, and then like
Brad is turning into Celeste.
Yeah,
I'm an X-Man.
Also,
yeah.
Good name for trans folks.
Yeah,
nicely done.
Thanks. I'm gonna trans into Storm.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh man, yeah. If I was a lady, I'd want to look like Storm for
sure. Absolutely. Actually, no. I want to be Rogue, dude.
Oh, because you like the highlights in the front?
I like the highlights.
Rogue was the hottest one.
She was
hot.
Shit.
I want to be hot, dude. If I'm going to be a woman,
Jean.
I want to be hot.
Yeah. I would trans into Gambit, the
the wise talking Louisiana
the
card
Cajun,
thrower.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
about
what
that.
The fuck was this power? Is he made cards turn
yeah,
into
it was
fire?
This, it was the stupidest power.
Like, comic books, they just get lazy with that shit. It's like, his power is like, you know, he can turn CDs into I don't know. He charges up the CDs and then
they become Blu-ray.
They discus something like that, I guess.
This is parking spot man. He always finds a parking spot.
Yeah.
That would be a tight superpower.
Yeah, no, and those X-Men movies were such fucking shit.
I loved
apparently,
how Frasier was the
new
beast.
Ones are good.
Yeah.
Frasier is the
fuck
beast.
Frasier, dude. Yeah, what the fuck is Frasier doing?
He's the greatest actor of all time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Frasier was kind of the beast in the show, too. That was like perfect casting.
Yep.
Yeah, in the show, that's fine. But you can see his dumb Frasier face in that blue makeup. You're like, that's fucking... Frasier's a gay man in Seattle. He's not a fucking cool beast.
I just think it's so amazing that apparently he was so fucked up on pills and fucking alcohol.
Kelsey Grammer does go hard.
Apparently,
his fucking dumb bitch wife that's in all those or ex-wife.
Oh,
I guess.
yeah, like
he
Real
just,
Housewives.
He just is attracted to bimbos, like just.
Apparently, they said that it was like a remarkable transformation. He would just be bumbling and fucked up like Ozzy Osbourne style on set, and then they'd yell action and he'd be like, Niles, you know, he'd just like snap out of it, just like become Frasier Crane.
That's, I mean, so funny, I think, that you did that with that show. Is that like being a rock star?
Yeah, it's just not like, yeah, exactly,
doing puns and quips and shit. A character that does jokes about the French Revolution
doing
is why
therapy
you're fucked
on
up.
The radio. Yeah, yeah. A guy that does therapy on the radio. Yeah, and he's just a fucking, you know, complete junkie. It's amazing.
X-Men, though, she was the hot, like, you definitely would fuck Rogue number one, right?
Storm, dude.
What do you mean Rogue
she's
number one?
She's WOC.
Huh?
You mean on the list of people you'd fuck, you'd put Rogue first?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
And she would suck your powers out. Wasn't that the thing? Everyone was going to fuck
Rogue. Storm, then Jean
right,
Grey.
If you touch her, she'll
fuck
you.
So you got to wear a condom.
You got to wear
no
a condom.
Thanks. That drops her down, baby.
It would suck your dick.
Oh, damn. So every your part soul of her, coming out of your dick would feel probably pretty good.
Every part of your body, you just touch any part of your body with your dick and her body sucks it.
Yo, she's back up. She's back up.
Wow.
But it just takes your powers? Mm-hmm. Your life force.
I get a hand job with gloves.
I was funny.
Rogue.
I thought
those big yellow gloves.
That's the only way she could could have sex was giving fucking like dishwashing glove hand jobs.
I was thought it'd be a fun sketch to have like the X-Men Academy or whatever, and like everybody's got their powers, and then there's one guy, you know, like it's like we got to stop this guy, and Storm's like power of like weather or whatever, and then Wolverine like gets his claws out, and there's one guy that's like tiny dick man, and then they're all like. Does he know he's not a mutant?
Just, like, just let him
just
think.
Beating off with his thumb and his one finger.
Yeah. And then like, no, you just got a small dick. And he's like, no, it's a power. I'm a mutant with a mutant power. And you have to include me in the X-Men.
Oh, yeah, dude. Tiny dick man.
Oh, God. That's
they
great.
Just don't have the heart to tell him.
Constantly has his little penis out. Got special
he's wearing,
pants.
Yeah. Well, he's wearing like a latex suit that covers his face, like Spider-Man, with just a hole cut out so you can see how small his dick is.
We need you here in the control room, little penis man.
We need you to plug in my iPhone charger. Find a place to plug this in. Behind the bar. Do me a favor and close my tab for me. That's your mission. Is to go see if we have enough creamer in the refrigerator. Is your task that only you can achieve.
That's true, because the X-Men was sort of all about inclusivity and like people that were objective or that were like shut out of society and like finding their own community.
Yeah, that's
so
the
tiny
joke.
Dick. Okay.
That's the joke, Adam.
Ah, you dumb bitch.
It's very nice. I just think it's very nice of them.
And then there's another guy that's like, I'm the racist. My power is I'm racist.
Oh, fuck.
And it's Rick Perry.
Yeah, that's the joke.
The joke.
Woo! Hell yeah, dude.
All right.
Stop, has anyone ever told you you laugh like Roseanne at the end of the Roseanne
the
intro?
Credits, yeah. Where they're going around the table.
Maybe that's why I laugh this way.
Yeah,
I watched
Roseanne
as a baby, as like a little ass kid.
I can't remember the name
for you.
It's
imprinted on you.
Is Ozan.
Oh, O's baby.
Yeah. Is it ducks, like the first thing they see is their mother? It's called like imprinting.
Yeah,
so
guess.
maybe
the first thing I saw in
the first thing you saw was Roseanne. Yeah. Roseanne.
Did you say Roseanne?
Roseanne.
Fucking asshole.
I don't know why I said that. I can't control the word. It's not. Yeah. It's not like
that's game out, dude. That's
I'm not
what,
like
that's
I'm choosing to say
game
things
out.
All fucked up.
Roseanne sounds like some like flat chested woman from Williamsburg that you would be obsessed with for months.
Me?
Yeah. Dude, I got a hand job from Roseanne last week. But I think she hates me. Dude, I seriously think she hates me because I'm Jewish. I just love apologizing to her.
Would you be with a girl who hates Jews?
Of course
you
would.
Oh my God, that's the dream, man. Yeah.
Of course he would.
That's the
it would
dream.
Be a woman that dresses
half German,
exactly
half
like
Palestinian.
Him.
Oh my God, and if she wore the same outfits as me? Yeah, of course.
Oh yeah. Just belittled you in front of all her friends.
Yeah, it'd be incredible if she. Well, I mean, honestly, I do want to date someone that hates comedy.
Yeah,
I think that like that would rule.
Hey, just show them your act.
Yeah, you know? Got you there,
bitch,
dickhead.
Yeah, that's your act. A good one.
Just watch. Just if they see you do comedy, they'll hate it.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much how I tailor my act to make women hate me, so that
no,
I can.
Well, I kind of want to take a break so I can go get more coffee, but we only have 10 minutes left.
Really, we've been going 50 minutes.
Yeah,
you do not a break.
That's what happens when you slow it down.
Yeah,
you
know, dude.
Talk real slow.
This is Chopped and Screwed. Come down.
Yeah. We just drank promethazine.
We should do episodes where we're high on certain.
Where
drugs.
We're on lean.
I think that would be fun.
I can't, dude. I'm sober. I haven't touched a narcotic in 5 years.
I love, yeah. You and Soder, like guys who are so, like Soder's like
he's
sober,
so sweet,
but he's
though.
Never not high. It's yeah. Like, does that count? You're always under a fucking.
Yeah, no, it's always funny when I like talk to people that like they think they can relate to me or whatever. Like Evan Williams is sober or whatever.
And his name like, is literally a whiskey. Yeah.
And he's like, he's like, well, what have you been up to? I'll be like, I don't know, man. I did way too much blow the other night. And he's like, I can't do that.
Yeah. Oh, Evan would go off the deep end. Shouts out to Evan. Actually, Evan, Scott, and Zach and Miko are all going to be on the Roastmasters shit. So shouts out to the boys.
Yeah. On the television show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all funny as shit. They're all New York boys. And, I hope they all
JP
win.
JP was
somehow.
On it too. He was
yeah, just Penis McDay didn't make the unfortunately wasn't on Comedy Central shit. The too many white guys probably.
They cut him out.
Well, actually that is like it seems like legitimately what happened.
Of course.
Yeah.
I think it stands for just playing McDade.
I think it's just penis cuz that's all these hoes get.
Oh.
Yeah, they just get penis from JP McDade.
He's a big cum boy. He loves the pot.
I fuck with JP. Shouts out JP.
Jewish person.
Jewish person McDade.
He's the waspiest piece of shit I've ever seen.
No,
in my
he's,
life.
No,
he's Jewish.
Irish.
He's Irish Jewish. He's gyrish.
Fuck. That would be an annoying combo too. Basically anything plus Jew would just be pretty annoying.
I don't know about that. I think it's pretty cool. What about
a
Lenny
Chinese
Kravitz?
Jew? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that. Oh, the rain was so wrong at the bank today. Oh, where is my allergy medicine?
I love these nuanced ass characters.
Oh, fuck. All right, I don't need to cough anymore. My day started.
That
I know what I'm doing for the next 12 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. I think mixing a Jew with is always makes a cool person. There are plenty of cool examples of half Jews, very cool people.
Like Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
That bitch Lenny Kravitz married.
Lenny Kravitz's yeah. wife.
Lenny Kravitz's daughter. A quarter of yeah. Lenny Kravitz's yeah. daughter or half yeah, yeah. of Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Slash. Slash is half Jewish. He's basically
he?
Just a
well,
different
actually,
version
the majority.
Slash is half Jewish?
Half Jewish, half black.
The majority of like
he
light
is?
Skin.
Yeah.
The majority of light skinned black Americans are part Jewish because the vast majority of slave owners in the South were actually
that's
Jewish.
Not true.
True.
Every,
that's not
every
true.
Every slave owner was Jewish.
Any,
there were Jewish
anyone,
slave owners.
Anyone
though.
That's the child of someone that mysteriously left the towers the day before they were struck is half Jewish.
You know what I spent the other day doing?
Yeah, actually, there was a big Orthodox field trip out of the towers that day.
Yeah. That was a coincidence.
There was a pro-Israel march at a viewing and a view, with a clear view of the towers that day across the river. It was a binoculars testing event.
It was a coincidence.
From across the Jersey River, across the river in Jersey,
they had to go to Jersey. It was for a. It was a coincidence.
A co is but spelled C O E N.
Coincidence.
Good.
Let's go back to that Chinese Jew character. Huh? Oh, how man. About
that
how
was
about
good for me.
These are gefilte fish dumplings that don't taste so good.
They sat on me underneath the air conditioning.
Oh, you know me. I can't complain, but
My therapy is drying me nuts. I don't know what these women want. I date them and they seem like they hate me. I just want to date a girl that hates me for being Chinese Jewish. Not hate me for my personality.
Fuck, I love this bit.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Oh, I hate my mother.
My mother say, when you settle down with good Chinese Jew girl, you need fine rough.
I cannot see another Mel Gibson movie again after what he say.
This shit pastrami man.
Just imagine them trying to say Israel.
Israel. Yeah, so next week's guest is Miss Swan.
Yeah. My favorite thing about Miss Swan is that they had an Asian cast member.
They didn't let Bobby do it.
Yeah, and they were like, no, let's just do it racist.
Yellow face for us, please.
Yeah.
Unlike us, who are doing satire.
Yeah. No, yeah, we're not actually racist. None of us voted for Donald Trump.
Me and Matt have marched.
Yeah.
I marched. I said sorry.
That's the moral of the story, folks. You can do and say hateful things as long as at the end you just go, just kidding.
Yeah, just playing, you know? Just kidding.
JP.
And I learned that from the Goofy movie. That was basically the plot of the Goofy movie.
At the end, he says, just kidding.
Yeah. He molests Max and he goes, oh, just kidding. Gorsh. Gorsh.
No, he didn't molest Max. Powerline, the pop star, the Michael Jackson-based pop star.
He was supposed to be Prince, isn't
Prince.
He?
It was half Prince.
Oh, yeah, he was half Prince. Half
the
Michael
molestation
Jackson.
Part was Michael
just moonwalking.
Yeah, he moonwalks. Dude, Powerline was so fucking cool. And
the
that
Leaning
song so
Tower
good.
Of Cheese. And they made the dog look like Pauly Shore. Because they knew people were only going to go see the movie if they knew Pauly Shore was in it.
I love that shit. There's a Rodney Dangerfield movie. Where he's
Rover Dangerfield.
Rover Dangerfield.
I loved that movie as a kid.
Dangerfield.
Yeah, sorry, I'm doing the character now.
You're going
I
back.
Can't help it.
Your method, dude.
Rover Dangerfield. And he just looks exactly like Rodney.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Rodney element in it.
I was saying the other day.
I got no respect, dude.
I was saying the other day, the movie.
Oh, I got no respect. No respect at all.
Oh. God, this is so immature.
Jeez, how much are these dumplings?
Dumplings.
Yeah, Chinese Rodney Dangerfield.
Wow. Oh.
The girl's only pretty if you make her feet real tiny. She's gotta have tiny feet.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What about Chinese Trump? We gonna build a war.
We're just completely stressed. Just trying to find ways.
It's gotta happen organically, dude. The Dangerfield one was already pretty hard.
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Rodney's hard to do because he's like, he seems like he would be an easy impression, but he's more difficult.
I got no respect. I can't do it.
Oh, man, that's bad.
Yeah,
it's bad. I got no respect. Nothing.
He's tricky. How about Adam, can you do Chinese Bob Dylan?
Yeah, of course.
You know what was a big hit? Chinese Charlton Heston people liked, but I forget what context
Oh, you know what it was? It was because we were talking about how every movie like white guys just played like he played what was his name? Genghis
Khan. Right.
Me no Reiki.
Please suck me my dick.
Me love you.
I have to sucky.
Woo!
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's a good one.
And thankfully, all of this is legal now that Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to.
Just imagining different
1600.
Dude, this is great broadcasting. This is what radio should be.
Absolutely.
Is you'd say you take a celebrity and you say, "What if they were Chinese?"
Listen, if Trump has his way, gets rid of NBC SNL, which is by far the worst show on NBC, according to the president's Twitter account.
And replace it with Mad TV.
No,
starring
replace
me.
It with us.
Oh,
yeah, just
shit.
Doing
yeah,
Chinese
we do. Celebrity. We get, but we would have to get Mad TV. It would have to be Mad TV. Mm-hmm. They did reboot it, but we'll re-reboot it. They have no problems doing that.
Yeah. We're going to Lee-boot it.
Lee.
It's a Chinese reboot.
Yeah.
And that's where you take a show and then you make a Chinese, a racist Chinese version of it.
God.
Woo! Goddamn, boys. Now, this is some podcasting.
Mm-hmm. This is some
this
classic.
Is the spark we were missing.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think of other celebrities that would be fun to do.
Just be Chinese?
Yeah, be a Chinese version.
Also, guys, we could also do Japanese.
About Lick Pearly?
Yeah, it's just people with R's in their names. Londa Lousy. Favorite MMF fighter.
Dude, it's going to be funny watching her drift into obscurity.
Yeah, she's done. Yeah. She got her shit split the last fight.
Well, it's like...
Was there one last night, an MMA last night?
Oh, yeah, it was Chael Sonnen versus Tito Ortiz. It was awesome. Tito fucked him up. Chael was looking like shit, dude.
I don't know anything about MMA.
Oh, they're well, Chael Sonnen's hilarious. Uh-huh. He's a funny dude, and Tito Ortiz is dumb as shit, but he's
a Trump
fighter.
Guy, yeah.
He was wearing a Make America Great Again.
Oh, really?
Shirt.
He's Jenna Jameson's husband?
Ex-husband. Yeah, yeah.
He married the most beautiful woman in the world.
Most beautiful woman in the world, dude. Oh, man. That was so funny when she was just a mainstream porn star. That was such a weird time.
Yeah.
Jenna Jameson? She was famous for being for getting fucked and shit.
Yeah, well, so is Ron Jeremy. Don't be a fucking sexist, dude.
No, that's weird, too. He's ugly and is, you know. Although he's funny looking, at least. I got to give him that.
Yeah.
I am a sexist. What can I say? I got to do better. This isn't what the march is about.
The March of Dimes. You know
nice,
what I'm talking
dude.
About?
Hell yeah.
Tens.
Tens only.
Ten pieces. We did a joke on that other episode about how it should have just been called the Slut Walk. I thought they liked. I thought that was the name that they chose.
I didn't like
the
rebrand.
Time.
Yeah. No, they're stealing
Farrakhan's
bit.
Go back calling it the
bit.
Slut Walk. Yeah.
That's right.
Who went out to the Slut Walk? Guys, right?
We
in,
did.
If you
we were
out.
Sluts. I'm a slut.
Yeah. Excuse me, you're not allowed to call me that. Only I'm allowed to call myself that in certain contexts because I'm not offended by it. But I am all the time.
I'm anti-slut shaming, baby. I think everyone should suck and fuck whomever they please.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, but the thing is, it's like all the people that, it's a lot of people pretending like they're not offended by things when they're constantly offended.
That's
like,
true,
you think
yeah.
you can hurt my feelings? It's like, actually, no, I'm not even trying to interact with you.
Right.
You
right.
walked up to me and said that I'm offending you.
Right.
But in the context of you could never offend me.
Right.
And that's just why that's like annoying to me.
Totally. It's like, no, I don't care.
Yeah.
So you care. You. Everyone who says they don't care cares the most.
Yeah.
I'm not mad.
Mm-hmm. I have never been mad.
You claim to never have been mad online.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been mad about anything. My secret is, like Incredible Hulk, I'm very strong. I'm extremely fucking strong, and I can fuck you up if I wanted to.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
You guys want to get boxing gloves and fight?
Well, I would be afraid that I would kill you.
Us.
Yeah.
One punch.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get boxing gloves, dude. I want to be a boxer, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. Just fuck people up.
Lie
I
want to
be strong like you, Nick. Teach me how.
Now, well, how about Chinese Incredible Hulk?
Yes. I think we're going.
Incredible
Maybe,
Hulk doesn't speak, though. So.
Huh?
Incredible Hulk doesn't speak, though.
But
fuck,
dude,
I need another coffee.
Bruce Banner.
We got to find a fun way to end this one,
Bruce
boys.
Bruce Banner. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah, my dick becomes normal sized.
That's rude. We're doing rude jokes. We're cheeky boys and we're doing rude jokes.
Fuck. That's fine. That's an all right joke. The Chinese dick joke.
We got our show on the fucking
on Monday.
This Monday. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
The 23rd.
At Come On Everybody. This will go up today, right, Nick?
Yeah, I
so,
guess.
So, tomorrow night, the 23rd, at Come On Everybody. Doors are at 8. I would suggest, the show's going to start at 9, but I would suggest getting there closer to 8 because the seats filled up by like 8:15 last month. So, try to get there. I can promise you all the comics will take their sweet-ass time getting there, but you should try to get there
we'll
on time.
We'll get them to be there on time. We'll start at 9. We'll try, if the crowd's there, we'll start at 9 on time.
Well, yeah.
And I'm doing a benefit for Planned Parenthood on Friday somewhere on the Upper East Side. I'll tweet about it. Yes. All right. Thank you, everyone.